Welcome to PrepWithMike.com. This podcast is about specific tactics and gear that you will need to use to defend your neighborhood from domestic terrorists. Now, I always encourage you to follow the law, but let's review where we are here right now. The rule of law has been destroyed by radical left-wing terrorist groups. In places like Wisconsin, these left-wing terrorists who are often carrying Black Lives Matter signs, by the way, it doesn't mean that every Black Lives Matter member is a terrorist, but rather that terrorists tend to support Black Lives Matter. They're setting fire to buildings where families are currently residing. So this is arson with attempt to murder. They are attacking and harming, and in some cases, killing innocent people. They're attacking law enforcement officers. They're using lasers to burn out people's eyes. And they're also, of course, using firearms to assault law enforcement. So these are terrorists, and the police can't help you. That should be obvious at this point. So how do you help yourself? Again, I have to reiterate what you're about to hear. I offer no warranty for this information, although I'm trying to help you as best I can, but use this at your own risk and understand that I always support people abiding by the rule of law. So I'm not encouraging you to break the law in any way. Then again, the rule of law has collapsed, it seems, all across America. So I guess it's questionable whether laws exist at all if they're not going to be enforced, isn't it? I mean, when the police back down and the National Guard backs down and the sheriff's deputies evacuate and you're on your own, what do you do? So here are the answers. Number one, it's a bad idea to engage people with firearms from your front porch or from a place that you are very visible. Number one, you're going to be captured on camera, but also you could be subject to return fire. The most effective way to engage terrorists with gunfire is to do so from a position of concealment. Now, understand that most of these terrorist attacks on neighborhoods across America are taking place at night. And you can engage these people from positions of concealment simply by opening your window. And you might have a screen window in place, or you could put cheesecloth over your window. Make sure the lights are out inside your house or apartment. And then set yourself inside the room, typically at least 6 feet. From that position, you are not visible to people who are outside your home, and you can then engage terrorist targets from where you are inside your house, and they won't be able to see you. Now, you'll need a suppressor, though, to carry this out effectively, because number one, there could be muzzle flash, and secondly, there's going to be a very loud, audible signature if you are firing multiple rounds. In other words, unless you have a suppressor and really control your rate of fire, it's going to be relatively easy for them to pinpoint where you are sooner or later. And then you might have a crazy mob breaking into your home trying to kill you, and then you'll really be in a firefight. So think about using a suppressor. And a second thing to consider here is you might use subsonic rounds, especially since a lot of these engagements are happening at relatively close ranges. Now, there is a 220-grain subsonic round available in the 300 AAC blackout caliber, which uses standard AR-15 magazines. And it is subsonic, typically out of a 16-inch barrel, especially out of a shorter barrel. It would definitely be subsonic. The problem is these rounds are full metal jacket, so they don't have much of a ballistic impact on the target. And what you'll end up doing is you will punch holes in terrorists, but you won't kill them. You will injure them, and maybe if that's your goal is to injure them and encourage them to go away, maybe that's an accomplishment of the goal. But you will definitely not kill them unless you have a very lucky shot, because number one, the energy of a subsonic round is not very high, even when it's a heavier round like the 220 grain. But also, it's not an expanding tip. So typically, if you're trying to kill enemy targets, such as terrorists who are operating in the USA, you would want expanding ballistic tips, such as hunting tips or hunting rounds or self-defense type of ammo. And the 220 grain round for 300 blackout is not an expanding tip. Now, I've looked and I've tried to find a subsonic 300 blackout round that has an expanding tip. And so far, I have not found one that works. I did find one that had kind of a spongy polymer tip, and it didn't feed, at least in my gun. So I haven't found one that works. So you just have to keep that in mind. Now, if you go supersonic, you're going to have a much louder signature, of course, and you'll be easier to spot. So it might be that you fire one round and then you don't fire again for a couple of minutes. It's up to you to decide what to do tactically in your local situation. Now, another bit of tactical advice, I would recommend that you don't engage people from your house or your apartment. It's typically a bad choice because then if they discover where you're shooting from, they will have your address and they will come back and they will burn you down. You know, try to burn your house or shoot you. Because remember, they're terrorists. These are well-armed, well-coordinated, radical left-wing terrorists that the police aren't even bothering to try to stop anymore. So you're on your own, which means that it'd be better to have another vantage point from which you could lay down lead in defense of your neighborhood where you have, you know, an escape route. And it's better to be farther away from where you anticipate the terrorists might be congregating to try to burn people's homes or murder people or whatever they're trying to do because they're terrorists. And so a lot of neighborhoods have kind of a convergence point where you could anticipate that that's where they might be found. And you might be able to, with some basic planning and perhaps some cooperation of other neighbors who might be ex-military or law enforcement, you might be able to pick a better vantage point that could even be 200 yards away. So you'd be very hard to find. Remember, most of these left-wing terrorists, they're not used to long-distance engagements. And by the way, 200 yards isn't even long distance. I mean, when I fire my Desert Tech Bullpup, you know, A1 Stealth Scout Sniper Rifle, just to make sure it's working, I'm starting out at 400 and something yards, 425, something like that. That's considered a very easy shot. You can put a round in, you know, a 3-inch target at 400 yards. That's not even difficult. So if you're out at 200 yards or even 300 yards, even with an AR-15, you can, in fact, put rounds on target. Now, know your ballistics, because if you're firing subsonic rounds, obviously 300 yards is a very, very long shot, and you'll need to compensate with a tremendous amount of vertical compensation. But I've done the ballistics on this, by the way, and it turns out you can put 220 grain 300 blackout rounds out to distances of 800 yards with something like 30 mils of elevation compensation in a mil reticle scope. Now, the accuracy is crap. You're not going to be able to put a round on a target, you know, even a human-sized target probably won't work at that range. But could you shoot terrorists at 300 yards with a subsonic round if you understood the ballistics and had some practice? Yes, absolutely. No question about it. So imagine 300 yards away, that's 3 football fields away, with a suppressor with 300 blackout subsonic rounds, and you are able to put rounds on target to defend the innocent people in your neighborhood against lawless, violent, treasonous terrorists. It would be a great idea to think about all this in advance so that when the day comes, you are able to do that. And it doesn't take much practice, doesn't take much training. I don't know. Maybe you think I'm oversimplifying it. Maybe I am because I have so many years of experience in firearms. But if I were to engage terrorists, I would engage them at range. And I would do so from a position of concealment. And I would be wearing a camo poncho or something so that I could hide in the bushes if necessary. And I would shoot and move. And I would also have others as part of this. And we would be communicating and shooting and moving. And that's how you defend your country, it turns out. That's how you defend your neighborhood, too. You can take out 20, 30, 40 terrorists with just 3 or 4 guys who know what they're doing. It can be done. And as this civil war is going hot, because the radical left is now pulling out their AR-15s and setting fire to buildings with people in them and shooting law enforcement vehicles, you are in a hot civil war right now. You're in it. It's no longer, oh, this is coming. You are in a hot civil war. The question is, do you wish to survive it? And so I've given you some very practical things here to think about. Again, reiterating, always follow the law. I always support the rule of law, even if law enforcement doesn't, which is, it's incredible how we've arrived at this point in our country. I mean, my best advice is move out of left-wing cities so you don't have to engage in this kind of thing. Move out to rural America. Move to a red state. Get out of the line of fire of these terrorists because they're going to burn down mostly Democrat-controlled cities. So don't be there. And then you don't have to do this, but you should know how to do it because it's people like you and I who will be necessary to defend this nation. against those who are trying to burn it down and destroy it. And this is how it's done. So you might want to listen to this a second time, but you need to understand ballistics. You need to understand expanding tips of ammunition. You need to understand the muzzle velocity out of your rifle and have backup uppers for your rifle, have a suppressor, and have a plan and be able to engage. You know, you should be able to engage, even with just a standard AR-15, you should be able to engage targets at easily 300 yards. That's well within the operational range of an AR-15. It's very doable. And if you have something bigger, just like a, I don't know, 7.62 by 51 rifle, like a 308, maybe you have a Remington 700 bolt action or something, you can easily push that out to 600 yards. I mean, 800 yards is not impossible at all with that round. So you can engage at 600 yards. So think about this, because this is how you're going to save your country. And check out more of my podcasts and videos with practical how-to tips for defending America against terrorism and violence and, you know, radical, lawless lunatics. You can find all that at prepwithmike.com. That's prepwithmike.com. Thank you for listening.